Blog Talk Radio.
You are fake news.
Hello? No, you got callers, man. I'm waiting here.
Hello?
Hey, Kev. Well, you know, it's weird. I can't hear you on my phone, but I can hear you on the video. Yeah, you know, it's kind of trippy to hear myself that way. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Hey, man, you were talking about it earlier, technology. Making me feel old, man. I remember VCR days. Not much, man. I just wanted to, you know, pop in on your channel. First time seeing you live. I'm a big fan of yours. Always respect what you got to say, and I just like how you present everything. You got a lot of love, man. Oh, man, there is so much nonsense anymore. How do you deal with it?
I'm going to get the sound thing together.
How do I deal with it?
How do I deal with it? You hear that? She said, how do I deal with it, ladies and gentlemen? Well, first of all, I deal with it by laughing a little bit to keep crying.
A good way to look at it.
Become like the liberals and the snowflakes handled it by going crazy. You know, I mean, the way that I have people handle the loss of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. You know, one thing I never really understood, though, man, it's supposed to be. Oh. I'm sorry, man. There's a bit of a delay between us, so I'm hearing you. I'm using my – okay, this is really weird. Talk about technology. I'm using my phone, and I'm talking to you on my home phone. I feel like I'm rednecking it. It's all good, man. Yeah, it's all good, man.
Is that me? Yep, it's me. I can hear you, brother. I have the same issue the other. No, I can hear you. we got a major delay. It's me. You know, my bro, before I even respond to that, let me say this. What is an Atari? The Atari. We have a major. What's Atari? We got a major delay here, so let me just go ahead and try to ignore this and get my point across to you real quick. On this wall, we got to think about something, guys. We have to think about how long this has been going on. All right. Now, I think everybody heard the videos where Schumer, the Clintons, the Obamas, they were all talking about we have to. The very language that Donald Trump is using right now, they was using that same language, okay? Oh, but when Donald Trump come into play, now there's a whole different 1,000-degree turn, all right? We have to understand what the deep state is. They have been in play for I don't know how many years. I'm in my 60s. And this has to be well planned prior to my existence. Okay, they have been planning for a new world order. George W. Bush was not the first one that talked about a new world order. Back in the 60s, when I was into theology that extensive, and we were talking about Bible prophecies, we used to say, look out for one day when they talk about a one-world government, a one-world church, and a one-world economic system. This was planned well before I was born. Now what I see happening is all this playing out. And what do they use? What are they using? If every time there's a war, what is the bank system doing? What happens with the bank system? Don't it fall? Every time, okay? Now, while that's going on, they're going into third world nations, and they use our life standard and present it to them. And, oh, well, the Americans, they are living so well. And so, don't you want this lifestyle? Yeah, you got poor people living in shacks. Kevin, I was in Thailand in 1971, 1972. People were living in huts, if you will, way up in the country somewhere. Poor. The countries was rich, but the people were poor. All right? So now, what would happen? Let me ask you, what do you think would happen when you have that deep state, what we call the deep state, that's stealing trillions of dollars from the American people and go to the government and say, hey, get your people to come here. This is your problem with the wall right now. These people are poor, they're hungry, they don't know because they're not being told the truth. Okay? They're not being told the truth. We got people in the Clay Hills of Tennessee, our own people that's starving half to death. So now who's going to tell them that? They're not going to tell them that. Here's some money. Go to the U.S. We're going to get you in, okay? We're not going to tell you it's for our agenda, all right? But you can come in here and get free health care. Right now I am so ticked off, Kevin, because my mind is going back to Everybody in America was wondering. They were mad. We were mad because Egypt was talking about little Satan, big Satan, calling the United States Satan, okay, when Obama had spent $150 million in Egypt under Mohammed Morsi, and at the same time, they were burning our flag. That's the exact same thing going on here right now, talking about this wall. You better build the wall. America, you better build the wall. If you don't, hear me out, if you don't build the wall, and if Donald Trump, God forbid, if Donald Trump fail, you got China to the east and you got Russia to the west, and we're going to be in serious trouble. My brother, you have a blessed holiday. I mean, with the holidays over, Happy New Year's, family, but stay in prayer. Stay in prayer.